L'chvayde our parsha, parsha's boy. I'd like to share with you a very interesting story, a geshmak a maisa that never really happened, but through this maisa, we'll introduce our topic in halacha, which is going to be the topic of mitzvahis, tzrichais kavana, which means that when one does a maisa mitzvah, he has to know and be mechaven that I am right now doing this maisa to be mekayim a mitzvah. What does this have to do with our parsha? So we're going to see that the mitzvah of matzah, which is in our parsha, has a certain uniqueness when it comes to mitzvah tzrichais kavana. And with this uniqueness, we're going to bring out in general that matzah is a unique mitzvah, and we'll be able to lead into bringing out that we, the Yiddish nation, are specifically unique, a special maila that you see in us that is being created and developed in this week's parasha with Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we are being created as Am Yisrael in this week's parasha with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Along the way, in this Gevalda Gemaisa and this Geshmak Gemaisa that we're about to say, we'll bring out some other inyanim in halacha, namely the inyan of Shabbos Shechol Yais B'Erev Pesach. So let's begin the Maisa. Michal was a very nice fellow, and he was always very helpful, and he had very good ideas. And one day, he has a knock on his door, and he sees that it's Josh by his door. Now, Josh was one of those friends that was always getting himself into trouble. He opens the drawer for Josh, and Josh says to Michal, "I need an eitza." Michal says, "I'm here to help. Tell me what's on your mind." "I have pallets and pallets and pallets, cases upon cases of matzah." Michal looks at Josh. "What's wrong with that?" "Josh, cases of matzah, don't you know Pesach is coming? If Pesach is coming, you could sell this matzah. Or maybe, if you'd like, you could give it away to tzedakah if you're feeling generous. Is there any catch? Anything wrong with this matzah? Is it hand matzah, machine matzah? Tell me about this matzah." So Josh says, "It's hand matzah, made in this and this matzah bakery, a real chashuv matzah bakery, very reliable matzah bakery." "What could be wrong?" Michal says. "So what's wrong?" "Well, I don't know how to tell you this," Josh says, "but this matzah, I'm a little embarrassed about this. This matzah was made shaloi lishma. It was made shaloi l'shem matzah's mitzvah, not to be used to the mitzvah of eating matzah Seder night." Michal looks at Josh. "What? Matzah shaloi lishma?" There's like a scene playing out in his mind. You know, when you go to a matzah bakery, so every once in a while, all the workers in the matzah bakery say together, "Alot tzazam," and everybody together, "L'shem matzah mitzvah." So in this matzah bakery, at that time, it must have been going on like this. "Alot tzazam, shaloi l'shem matzah mitzvah." That's incredible. "Josh, why did you make matzah sheloi lishma?" So Josh explains that he was listening to a shir about Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. And that's the right thing to do. You have to listen to a shir because there are so many halachas when it comes to Erev Pesach shechol yesh b'Shabbos. It's not negiah for this year, but Mr. Shem, it's coming up. It's going to happen in the next few years. So, you got to know what to do. It's not so simple. There's one problem. Josh did not stay till the end of this year. What's the main shaila? The shaila is that every Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to eat lechem. And the mitzvah is to eat lechem three times. When it comes Shabbos morning, you have two times left. So the real shaila is, what are we going to do about Shal Shudas? Why? Because at the point of Shal Shudas, which the main zman is after Mincha, you can't eat chametz, because it's past the Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, and you can't eat matzah. Why can't you eat matzah? So this is a halacha that's brought in, Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah brings this in Simen Tuf Ayin Aleph. You don't eat matzah in Erev Pesach. Mishnah Berurah says it's Midera Banan, Kadesh Yeh Heker, Lachilas of the Erev. This is what he's bringing from the Rambam. The point is, there's no matzah in Erev Pesach, and by the time the afternoon comes, there's no chametz in Erev Pesach. So what should we do? The Gaon, by the way, Shmuel brings this. One of the things he wants you to do is to eat two meals, Erev Pesach, in the morning, before the Seif Zman Achila, and eat chametz. The Mechaber has an Eitzah for us. He says you can use matzah ashira. Use egg matzah. This is all in Tuf Mem Dalet. What's the idea of egg matzah? So you have to understand that egg matzah has a maila. What's egg matzah? The Mechaber is telling us, I can get you out of the chametz problem by eating egg matzah. Ah, you're eating matzah in Erev Pesach. The answer is that it's only aser to eat matzah on Erev Pesach if it's the matzah that you could eat Seder by night. And Seder by night, you can't eat matzah ashira, egg matzah. Because matzah ashira, rich man's matzah. You have to eat lechem oini, poor man's matzah. So he has this idea to eat matzah ashira v'shal ashadis. And maybe you could pull through to eat it in the morning too. However, the Ramah says this is not simple because the Ashkenazim have a minute that we don't eat egg matzah on Pesach. So it ends up being a chametz issue. We don't eat matzah on Pesach. We don't eat egg matzah on Pesach. So starting from this man of Seif Achilas Chametz, you don't eat egg matzah either. So what do? The Ramah says, Shemekayim Shal Shadis with Minei Peiris, Ibas of Adagim. But think about the egg matzah. Just think about this. Really, 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 there's no problem to eat matzah in Erev Pesach. You can't be yoitza with that night, the night of the Seder. So there's an idea brought up in many Paiskim. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't even bring it. It's not even brought in Mishnah Berurah, but there's an idea brought up. How about matzah that was made shaloi l'shma? The halacha is that the matzah that you eat by the Seder has to be made l'shma. You have to have in mind this is for the mitzvah as you're making it. Let's say you made matzah shaloi l'shma. Can't use it for your Seder. But is it chametz? How about the rest of Pesach? There's no reason why you can't eat that. It happens to be, by the way, the Gaon tells us that any time a person eats a kazayis over Pesach, he's being yaitza a mitzvah. So that being the case, then it might be kedai to have l'shma matzah for the whole Pesach. But there's no chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. That's just a mitzvah chiyumis. The only time you have to have l'shma matzah is Seder by night. But the rest of Pesach, if you eat shalei l'shma matzah, that's fine. As long as you don't eat chametz, and shalei l'shma matzah is not chametz. It's a great idea. Make shalei l'shma matzah. This has been brought up by different paiskim. There are times even though it could have been a shasad chach, or something like in a big hotel or something. And basically the consensus of the paiskim is that this is not a good trick. You're right, shalei l'shma matzah made shalei l'shma is not chametz, and you could eat it. Past the Seif Zman Achilas Chametz. But to eat it on Erev Pesach is not simple. I'll tell you one svar. The svar is that we're not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So there should be a heker. There should be a teyavin. It should be that your matzah is eaten for the first time fresh. Seder by night. This matzah, although you can't be yaitza the mitzvah with, but it looks the same and it tastes the same. Matzah ashira is different. Ashira tastes different. So even though you can't be yaitza by night with it, but since it tastes the same, it's already going to be part of the issa. That's basically pachas yaitza, what the pais can come out. So there, I just gave you a nice, short summary of the halachas of Erev Pesach shechol yaitza b'shabbos. And this is really, you have to remember Josh talking and saying over the shir that he heard. And he tells Michal that I decided to market Shalei L'shma Matzah because I didn't hear the end of the shir. I ran before the end of the shir that we don't do this Eitzah. I thought it was such a good idea. And I got made these Geshmaka boxes that say the Matzah in this box has been made Shalei L'shma Mitzvah. Please do not use it for your Seder. It's only to be eaten on Erev Pesach. But L'maisa, nobody wants to buy it. There's no market for it because the Rabbanim aren't into it. And I don't know what to do with all this Matzah. Josh is, yes, in a pickle. And Michal starts to think. And he brainstorms some really good ideas. And he comes up with the idea of making matzah balls and making matzah brai. Because most people are not makbet to have their matzah balls be made l'shem mitzvah, matzah brai l'shem mitzvah. And that's his eitzah. But our story continues. As a token of appreciation, Josh says, I would like to give you, Michal, one box of matzah. Shlei l'shma matzah. Michal, being a nice fellow he is, takes it, puts it on a shelf, and he keeps it there. And as people walk into his house, anyone who comes to visit, from then until Pesach, he says, look what I have. Isn't this wonderful? Interesting stuff. Matzah that was made, shlei l'shma, and he shows it off. It's a nice show and tell. This story continues. Michal meets another one of his friends walking down the street, and his friend, his name is Tuvia, is holding a box of matzah. He has a smile on his face, a shine on his face. Michal says to him, what's in your box? He says, this matzah that's in my box is the most heiliga matzah. It's made by mamish, people who are kaddish, and they sat there and they made this matzah lishma. And this matzah was made with so many chumras. And he starts to enumerate the chumras. Michal says, I would love to have some of that matzah. Tavi says, I'm sorry, I can't part with this matzah. Michal says, you know what? If you give me a kezias, just one kezias of that matzah, I'll pay you $500. And Tavi says, fine, I see you mean business. I'll sell you a kezias for $500. So now let's go back and look at Michal's shelf. It's right before Pesach. He has one box of matzah that says on it, Shaloi L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah. Not to be eaten for the Seder. One box over, he has $500 matzah, contains only one kezias. And then, of course, he has a third box of regular matzah, made l'shma. What do you think happened the night of the Seder? So I'm sure you already figured it out. I'm going to spare you the agony and the details, because we don't have any nafkaminas l'halacha, so we're not going to speak this all out so clearly. But the point is, there was a major mix-up. He was sitting by his Seder with a grace of Mishpacha. He had his son-in-laws, and he had his grandchildren. And lo and behold, the kezias of matzah that he ate by Maitzi Matzah was the matzah, Rachmana Litzlan, that was made Shaloi Lishma. By the way, it's brought, it happens to be that the stipler, the reason why he discouraged Shaloi Lishma Matzah Ner Pesach, was not only halacha considerations, but the Stifler was not happy that there should be such matzah in existence because people are going to end up eating it by the Seder. That's exactly what happened in this situation. But it got even more exciting. Michal did not discover his mix-up until later, much later. First, it came Shulchan Aruch, and it was in between the fish and the chicken soup. And he was going to take a piece of matzah to clean out his mouth. And in his mind, he was taking from his regular box of matzah. Not the matzah that's Shaloi L'Shma. And not the matzah that's $500. The regular matzah. He's taking a piece. He's also going to have his plum brandy in a minute. His l'chaim. And he sits down on his chair and he leans. Michal had a minute to lean, to do his seiba by every part of Shulchan Aruch. And he's leaning geshmak and he's holding a kezias of matzah. And he's eating away. Lo and behold, it doesn't take him long to discover that the following thing is what happened. By Maitzi Matzah, he ate Shaloi L'Shma Matzah, he was not Yetze his mitzvah. And in between the fish and the chicken soup, when he had absolutely no kavana for any mitzvah at all, at that point, he wasn't even thinking of the gain that every kezayis you get a mitzvah. He wasn't thinking any mitzvah, he was just trying to wash out his mouth. That's when he ate the $500 matzah. And now he wants to know. He comes to us and he wants to know, was I yaitze my mitzvah of matzah with that $500 matzah? Now the truth is, for sure by the end of the night, he was yaitze his mitzvah, because by the afikayman, he had another kezias, and over there he had a mind, whatever he should have in mind. But he was hoping that when he ate that $500 kezias, he could get his mitzvah. So now we understand where this is going. This leads us right into mitzvah yischichas kavana. He had no kavana for the mitzvah. Is there anything we could do for him, specifically that he was doing the mitzvah of achilas matzah? So let me begin by telling you that when it comes to mitzvah yischichas kavana, we in halacha, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and we're basically, it seems, choshish that mitzvah yischichas kavana, although it's a machlekes, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah loy tzrichas kavana. We go mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you need kavana. And it has enough nafkamina ramifications in many mitzvahs, not just matzah. Somebody's blowing shofar, lishir, to play a song, and he ends up producing in his song. He finds it nice and songly to have tekiah, shvarim, tekiah. And he goes through the whole thing and he thinks he's playing a song. Well, he doesn't think he's doing any mitzvah. It can happen with many mitzvahs that he does it without doing it for the mitzvah. He happens to do it on the right day with the right item. Mitzvah yisricha is kavanah will say that he is not yaitzah. So Pashup Shah Mechol, I'm very sorry. You didn't have kavanah. You were not yaitzah mitzvah. However, the most interesting thing is that if you look in Hilchas Pesach, you'll see that the simple reading of the Mechaber, it sounds like Mechol was yes yaitzah. Tav ayin hey, dalet. Ochel matzah b'loy kavana. If somebody ate matzah b'loy kavana, which this is mechol. For example, kigayin she'anasuhu akam, the goyim forced them to eat it, I list them, lechol. Yotza yedei chayvasai. The mechaber fears ois. Kivan shu yedei shalayla pesach, v'shu chayv achilas matzah. Avlum hayisavar shu chol, he thought it was weekday, or he thought it wasn't matzah, ishe ein bazeu matzah lo yotza. Okay, there seems to be this condition. He has to know that tonight's Pesach, and he has to know that he's eating matzah. But the halacha that's being said here is, achal matzah b'loy kavano, yotza yedei chay vasayim. Mechal, there you have it. You yaitzi yimitzah. So, this is something that gets us thinking, and this is what I wanted to explain to you a little bit. What's takab shat? Why would this be? Why would achilas matzah be different than all of the mitzvahs? Matz that we have in our parsha, over there you only need kavana. What's the pshat? This halacha comes from a Rambam. The Rambam says this. And our question basically is, what's the makar of this Rambam? So there is a makar, and that is from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that the Gemara Sugya of mitzvah sichas kavana is taka mechalik between matzah when you were forced to eat the matzah shalei b'kavana, and tekeh l'shir and blowing shayfer l'shir. And the Gemara is very clear that it'll be much easier even if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, it'll be much easier. There's a way to be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah anyways. However, I have to tell you something, and I'm not going to answer this question, that the Gemara in Chav Ches Amud Aleph, when it says this, is saying this as a hava amina. The Gemara falls off of this. And this is a very shver, a shaila on the Rambam. Why is the Rambam going with the havmin of the Gemara? And I'm not going to answer that question. But the chilek, the fact that there's a step in the Gemara, in the havmina, that there's a chilek between matzah, shleib kavana, and there's a chilek between teikeah, someone who blows a shefer l'shir, which is also shefer shleib kavana, that's mama straight out in the Gemara. And he ate it. So Rashi brings it out more clear. And we're going to try to explain this Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi. He had hana. He benefited, he gained, he ate. He had hana from the eating. Hilkach, therefore, listen to these words. Lav misasek hu. He's not a misasek. Shaharei. Afle inyan chiyav chatas. He tells us, Rashi tells us a Gemara in Krisus. Afle inyan chiyav chatas. When it comes to being mechiyav chatas, Amrinan, we say, hamis asik, someone who's misasik b'chalovim v'arayis, Rachman al-Tzlan, the terrible avera of chiyav and arayis, he's still going to be chayav. Why? Big words, listen. Listen up. Shekei nana. Shekei nana. Because he had hana. What we have over here is a Gemara in Krisus that's telling us that to be chayiv a carbon chatas, you have to be a shagig. What happens if you're not a shagig? You didn't make a mistake, but you're a misasik. Misasik means that you didn't have in mind that the action that you were trying to create even happened. You know, I'm going to give you a good example of a misasik by a mitzvah. Misasik by a mitzvah would be somebody's blowing a shofar, but not to get any sounds out. He's just trying to clear out the shofar. So he gives a blow, blows, and lo and behold, the sound comes out anyways. That would be misasik. He's trying to do cleaning a shofar, and out comes out a beautiful sound. And this could happen by averus also. Someone could be doing an aver that's chayv achatas. And a shagi, he's not a shagi means he didn't know it was aser, he didn't know it was Shabbos. But over here, the maisa that he did, he wasn't even trying to do. So by chalavim v'arayis, the halacha is, even though mas'asik does not bring a karba, it's considered too far gone. It's not even shagig. It's your potter. You can't bring a chatas. But chalav and arayis, you could. Why? Shekei neneh. So Rashi is telling us the way to understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Ches is that that is being shtel tzu to mitzvah shichas kavanah. The same way Hanah gets you out of misasik when it comes to averus negabe bringing a chatas, so to shekei neneh. The fact that you had Hanah could bring you out of the issue that mitzvahs need kavanah if you have Hanah. Which mitzvah has Hanah? The mitzvah, the example of this Gemara is going to be achilas matzah. Eating matzah, you have Hanah, you feel it. You feel it in your system, you eat it. So what we have to explain, just to explain this kula that we're giving to Michal, that his eating matzah is gonna have a maila, shekei neneh, that he won't have a problem, mitzvah shichas kavanah, what we have to really explain is four things. One, two, one, two. Meaning, we have to explain, what is the chesaron of misasik? By a karban chatas. Why are you pater by a karban by misasik? That's number one. Number two, how does shekei neneh help that problem? You're still misasik. Now let's jump over to mitzvah yisrichas kavanah. The same one too. We have to explain, what's the chesaron if you don't have kavanah? And how would shekei neneh help for that? The chesaron of misasik by averus, the gabei chiv chatas, we're lining up with if somebody didn't have kavanah for a mitzvah. But the same way shekei neneh is the cure, shekei neneh could solve the problem by misasik and make you chayv chatas, so too it could help, it could solve the problem of mitzvah yisrichas kavanah. So let's start with misasik by a karban, by being pater from a karban chatas. There's a lashon that the achrenim use. I'll read to you from the Kavet Shiurim, Simon Chav Gimel. He says, misasik nechshev kilu nasis ha-maisa me'eleha. It's as if the maisa happened by itself, the loyal yidei ha-adam, not through the person. Umimela ein kan iser klal. Therefore, there's no iser. The maisa, you're right. It used my hand. It used my body. But it doesn't connect to me because I was misasik. Give you a mashal, not an exact mashal, but just to bring out the point. If you want to say that I did a maisa means that I have to have a certain involvement in the maisa mitzad my mind. It's not enough just that my body participated. Let me give you an example. The example I want to give you is, somebody would take a person and throw him into somebody else. He's making a human bullet. And he kills the second person. Meaning he takes Reuven, throws him into Shimon, now Shimon dies. Reuven stood still. Reuven maybe even was sleeping. Is Reuven going to be chayev, misa? Of course not. Reuven didn't do a thing. It happened from his body, but he didn't do a thing. Zakir Balchanan, that misasik is the same thing. I was trying to do one misa, and a different maisa came out. Because I wasn't trying to do that maisa at all, the maisa that came out is considered not my maisa. It happened me'ilaha all by itself. To get me out of misasik, pashup shat, I need kavanah. I need to have in mind, I want to do this maisa. And then all at once, it's considered like maisa happened from me. So the maisa, the kavanah, when it comes to, let's say, doing an aveira, getting it out of misasik, then now I'm going to need a kapara, I'm going to be chayv a karban. So the kavanah, so to say, listen to this language that we're using, is connecting me to the maisa. Maisa happened, but it wasn't me. It happened by itself. How do I connect to the maisa? By wanting that maisa, by having kavanah for that maisa. So we explained one. Now we have to explain two. Where does shekei neneh? How could that help? There's an asvun d'iraisa. Klal Chav Dalet, he has an arichas about this, and he brings a mahalach, that when it comes to chalavim v'arayas, averas that have hana, he says the avera is not the maisa, rather the avera is the hana. Hashem said, don't have hana as chilav, hana as arayas. Therefore, very nice, the maisa that you did didn't connect to you, but you had the hana, you practically had the hana. We don't need a maisa, so you didn't have a maisa, but you did hana. You had the hana. If you have the hana, you had the iser. Mimela, you're not misasik. In the hana, you weren't misasik. There are many questions on this mahalach. And I want to tell you another mahalach that some achronim say. The other mahalach is like this. Listen closely to this mahalach. The mahalach is that shekeinene could be a connector just like kavana. even though my mind wasn't mindful of this maisa, but my body felt the outcome of this maisa, because this maisa gives off hana'ah, and I felt it with a different sense, so to say, than my mind having kavana. But my physical feeling of hana'ah felt the maisa. That's another way to connect to the maisa. So I have a floating maisa that's as if it happened by itself. You want to connect it to me? Either kavana or shekeinena would connect me, would be another connector, because I'm feeling the maisa. Whole different svara. So keeping in mind this svara, now let's jump over to mitzvah yistriches kavana. Oh, we're on to the positive note. Someone is doing a mitzvah and he just has no kavana for the mitzvah. He's blowing shofar for music. Lashir. We're leaving out now shekein nena. Just mitzvah tshichas kavana. What's the amkus? What's mitzvah tshichas kavana? What does this mean? So there's a Reb Shlomo. Reb Shlomo brings up a deep idea. And from this Reb Shlomo, he really opens up a new appreciation for mitzvah tshichas kavana. He says, don't say the din kavana is only in the kiyum mitzvah. He says like this: Ubara da kavana hu din beguf maisa ha mitzvah. It's a din in the maisa mitzvah. Uli kavana going after kiyum lashir loy nechshav klal maisa mitzvah. What Reb Shlomo is telling us is that when it comes to sukkahs, the halacha is not, the mitzvah is not hold a branch. The mitzvah is do the maisa mitzvah of lulav. It has to have a shame maisa mitzvah. When you're holding a branch, you're not just holding a branch. You're doing mitzvah lulav. How do I give my simple holding of a branch the chashivas of a maisa mitzvah? That is through kavana. My kavana makes it a different action. And that's the action that I need to make my mitzvah. You heard the word action there, right? Maisa. Maisa, you could already hear we're getting closer to misasik. But it's still going to need a big hesper. But let me tell you more. Let me tell you more. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we started with, Daf Chavches, the Gemara Taka calls, it's mashman the Gemara, if you don't have Kavana, and we're going mitzvah strichas Kavana, we're going all Natchita right now, mitzvah strichas Kavana, it's going to be called Misasek Ba'alma. Misasek Ba'alma. And then there's another Gemara later in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lam and Gimel Lam Beis. It also describes that at the Kehel Ashir, Nami Misasik Karile. It's called Misasik. Misasik? What does this mean? Why is it Misasik? So Reb Shlomo should already get you thinking. The Misasik's going to have to do with the fact that there's something missing in the Maisa. But L'chay, it's very different than Misasik. When it comes to Misasik, we say, the Maisa, the Misasik by, let's say, Chalavim, Varayis, when it comes to Averis, the Misasik was, when it's not shekinah, let's say nachlam varayis. The misasik was that there's a maisa happened, but not for me. Over here, the maisa happened for me. It just didn't get a shame maisa mitzvah. There's a gracious side. Rabbi Asher Ha'eli says this, and other achrenim and Midrash Yeshiva say this yisayid, and neyadik yisayid. They say that you want to know about this shame maisa mitzvah thing? This shame maisa mitzvah is not something that you have to create with kavana. It's something that's always there even before your kavana. If somebody picks up a lulav and it's on a sukkis and he's holding his lulav, that is a maisa mitzvah. He has the right item on the right day and he's a yid and he's holding it. It is a maisa mitzvah. If he doesn't have kavana, it's not going to make it not a maisa mitzvah. But he's not going to be connecting to the maisa mitzvah. He's not connecting to the mitzvah. It's mamash a misasik. It's a misasik klapei the shame maisa mitzvah. And let me give you a little example. Also, not an exact example, but just to bring out a point. I'm blowing my shofar not to blow. Just push it to get the dirt out of the shofar. I'm just blowing. I don't plan on making a sound. All of a sudden, the sound starts coming out. That's misasik. I can't be yitzah with that at all. No, there's no way I could be yitzah. Forget about mitzvah going on. Misasik by mitzvah doesn't work. All of a sudden in the middle, it has a beautiful sounds coming out. I'm still trying to just clean my shofar. I say, you know what, let me have in mind to be yaitse. Because I really, really want, I like that sound. It's a beautiful tekiah. So halfway in middle, he started having kavana for the mitzvah. That means half of the maisa, he was having a mind to blow and clean. And half, he was having a mind for the shofar. So really, he's not going to really get too far because he only has half a tekiah. So he came in by half, but that's not enough. So there's also a half in quality. Somebody is holding a lulav, shalei b'kavana. It is a shei ma'aseh mitzvah. But his das, his kavana is only to hold a lulav. So he's only going to be connected to the holding lulav part of the ma'aseh. But the other part of the ma'aseh, which is the shei ma'aseh mitzvah part of the ma'aseh, that he can't connect to. So this ma'aseh as a ma'aseh mitzvah is a misasik. It's there, but he's a misasik. It's not him doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. He is only holding a lulav. A very deep idea. Again, we're saying a deep idea when it comes to mitzvah sichas kavana. First of all, we're saying mitzvah sichas kavana. Step one is mitzvah sichas kavana is a din to make it into a ma'aseh mitzvah. But we're changing that. The second madriga, the second thing we're adding here is not just, it's not just a way of making it into a ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is already there. It's a way of connecting to a ma'aseh mitzvah. Oh, so now think about this. If you don't do kavana, it's misasei klapi the ma'aseh mitzvah. We explained one, so to say, that our second one. We explained the chasaran of mitzvah sichas kavana is a chasaran of misasek if you don't have kavana. So how could shekinana help? This doesn't even need an explanation. We already said there are times that there's a ma'isa that doesn't connect to you. So there's two ways to connect, either with kavana or with shekain nana, with feeling the ma'isa, with having pleasure from the ma'isa. So there we have it. There's misasek, shekain nana helps you. You can bring a chatas. There's misasek klapei a ma'isa mitzvah, and shekain nana will help you. A mitzvah of achilas matzah, which is a mitzvah of shekain nana, because you have enough, because you eat it. And that's in the mitzvah is to eat it. So now you're connecting to the mitzvah because you ate it. If you're connecting to the mitzvah because you ate it, then you don't have the problem with misasik anymore. These are deep ideas. There's more to say. This Torah they say from a Baruch Ber about this. But this is the way we're going to set it up. We're going to basically leave it at this. We had the 1-2-1-2, meaning we had one explaining misasik by Averis, and two, Shekein Nena could connect me, the misasik, the chasaran of misasik again, was that the ma'isa happened by itself, Shekein Nena will connect me to that ma'isa, and we're jumping over right now. One, by mitzvah sichas kavana is the chasaran is the chasaran of the ma'isa, and it's misasik if you don't have kavana. Shekein Nena then fits right in like a glove. Shekein Nena could connect me to the ma'isa. So Michal, back to Michal, since it was a chilas matzah, there's hope for you. Shekein Nena can help you. Let's add a piece to the story, just for food for thought. What would happen if when he was leaning back in his chair and eating his matzah in between the fish and the soup, shalei b'kavana, but it wasn't just shalei b'kavana, it was the dafka without kavana. He said, I am not being yaitze any mitzvah now. He spoke it out. And his eniklach were all screaming, shalei l'shei mitzvah. They were enjoying already this whole shalei l'shma, shalei l'shei mitzvah. What would be then? Could shekein nana cure that? Just some food for thought. The way we're going so far, shekein nana was very powerful. Shekein nana was a way of connecting me to a ma'isa. So now I mixed in some das, not to be yaitze. Could it shter? It's something that's discussed. We'll leave that for now. Just, we have to know though, in the chilak ha'halacha shabai, even though we said there's a lot of hope for mechal, but it's not so simple. Because even though the mechaber seems to pass on the mechal was yetzah, but the Mishnah Berurah makes mention that this is something not all places can agree with. And Islam modality says, v'da, dekama paiskim chalkin alzeh, uspir lehu, dilafimai dekayim lo mitzvah sichas kavana, since we hold mitzvah sichas kavana, ein lechalik. And if you didn't have kavana, lo yatzin. He says v'chein pasuk kapri chadash. And he brings later another nida in Laman Vav. He says it's a big suffix. If he said b'feirush shalei latzis, it might be garat fei. It might be worse. The lo yatzin. And this is the food for thought by itself. A sugi by itself. What happens when you have kavana b'dafka not to be yatzin, but it was shekein nana? That leaves us really off the chilek halacha. We got to discuss the sugya of Shabbos Chol Yisrael Pesach and the sugya of Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. To go into the chilek haagada, we're seeing over here something so unique about the mitzvah of matzah. Matzah is a mitzvah that we eat. It's a mitzvah that we eat, and it's considered the perfect example of a mitzvah of shekeinena, and with the power of eating, it's a special connection to the mitzvah. You push eating the mitzvah. You're eating the mitzvah, it's going into you, you're eating this mitzvah, and it's shekeinena, and you have a special connection to this mitzvah. But let's just think about this, a mitzvah that you eat. So I wanted to share with you something. The Ramchal says, Derech Hashem, I'm reading different quotes, skipping around, Ad Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hayu Yisrael, Me'uravim, mixed. They were mixed together, B'shar Umayis, Goy B'kerev Goy, Ubi Yetziasem, when they came out of Mitzrayim, Nigalu, V'nivdalu. They were redeemed and they were separated. I'm skipping. Uvi Yetzia Nivdalu Yisrael, and listen to these words. V'nizmenu Gufasam. Their bodies, they separated from the Goyim. V'nizmenu Gufasam, their bodies became prepared. Litar, to be Tahar. Litar is Damein L'Tayev La'Avayda. There was a change in their Guf. There was a change in their Guf that now they can be Tar and they can be ready for Tayev La'Avayda. So I'm noticing the lashon of the guf. They became, that their whole guf now became different. And that they became available for Torah and Avodah. We serve Hashem not just with our mind. But we serve Hashem with our guf also. This guf had this elevation. Now it was prepared litar for Torah and Avodah. And we could say something which may be even a little stronger. We could bring out a certain point in this. From another place in the Ramchal, in Maimer HaChachma, he says, B'tiyas Mitzrayim, Nivru Yisrael, V'nivdalu mikol ha'am, we were separated from the nations. Li'ayis mis'alim b'madregasam, mi'madregas ha'anayishiyas ha'chamayis. We have a certain mis'alim, from the regular anayishiyas, regular people, regular chamayistika people, we have on a whole different madrega, li'ayis ruyam lis atar b'ataras ha'kedusha, to have this crown of kedusha. Our being, not just our neshama, our guf, the whole us, the whole us got elevated to a whole new madriga, not like regular people, not like regular humans. We're something else entirely. And Mimela, we're roi for Kedusha. Let's put this together with V'nizmanu gufasam. Their gufim became elevated. So I'm thinking like this. Our gufim became elevated, ready for Kedusha, but we still eat, we still drink, we still do all these physical maisim. There's something special about a yid that even his physicality, even physical meisim, he could be in a mekadosh then. He could be eating for Hashem. He could be doing physical actions for Hashem. This is a meridik azach that we have, meridik koyach, that we could turn chamrius, we could turn guf into kedusha. L'chayer with this, it's appropriate. It makes sense. We can understand that this, that our very first mitzvah, one of our very first mitzvahs is matzah, which is a mitzvah of achila. One of the ways we're serving Hashem is pashut by eating, because even our guf is able to serve Hashem. I'll tell you an interesting thing I once heard. You know, we say, Shabbos comes, we say, Tzeischem l'shalom. Tzeischem l'shalom to the malachim, we send the malachim away. Tzeischem l'shalom, goodbye malachim. So this is something that's discussed. What's the whole idea of sending away the malachim? Don't we want them to stay? We welcome them. Don't we want them to stay? One shot I've heard is that we're sending away the weekday malachim, and we're keeping the Shabbos malachim here. Another pshat that said is that Shabbos is so halig, our suda with Hashem, even the malachim can't be there. But there's something I once heard, a geshmak of pshat, and that is that the malachim are not going to be able to handle watching us. The malachim can't do this. The malachim can't eat for Hashem. They're ruchni, and they can be closer to Hashem in that way, but they can't eat for Hashem. On Shabbos, we're going to have a Shabbos suda, we're eating for Hashem. And they're going to be too jealous. This is not something that the malachim are able to do. We're able to take the ga'ashmias and turn it into ruchnias. This is something that was developed, that happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that our whole essence became more halig. Even our guf became more halig. Every part of us became more halig. We became on a whole different madriga. We should all be zeicha to grow and to shteig, and to keep in mind something that we started with, the idea of being mindful. Mitzvah Trichas Kavana. Mitzvah Trichas Kavana means that your mind has to be there or else you're masasik. We also mentioned there's a halacha of Lashma. Lashma and matzah. Lashma and matzah means that you're making this matzah, a matzah of Lashma, also through your mind. You want to know how to make your physical actions for Hashem, it's with the mind. both together. We take the mind, and we have in mind in our physical actions that we're doing this L'shem Shemayim, and Melo, we're Makadish those actions. We should all be Zeicha to grow and to come close to Hashem, and to be able to be mindful and be Makadish our Aragof for Hashem. Thank you.